Is it real?
Is it real?
Or is it ridiculous?
It's Cinco de Mayo! It's another episode of Is It Real or Is It Ridiculous? And we are here and we are excited.
And we are ready to party!
My name is Carolyn. I am joined by my soon-to-be 30-year-old co-host, Leah.
Take that back.
No, I can't take that back.
I won't. Hi, everyone.
Hello.
Hello.
It's Cinco de Mayo.
Happy Cinco de Mayo.
We here at Real Ridiculous are avid fans of the tequila, so
I feel like we celebrate, like, weekly.
Yes.
If you really think about it.
So how are you, Leah? What's going on? What's new?
Oh, great question, Kara. What is going on with me? Mm-hmm. A whole lot of nothing. Pretty much the same old bunch of nothing that's been going on.
That feels like probably the same for me.
Mm-hmm. Just what wonderful lives we lead.
I was doing a workout in my parents' living room the other day, which is thrilling for nobody. And it was really humid that day, and I had the front door open just for some airflow. I had, like, my headphones on, and I was running all around. There was, like, high knees.
You were in
it. Skier squats. There was, like, a whole – it was, like, a lot of shit. And then at one point, I turned around to take a sip of water, and I realized there was a FedEx box at the door. So the FedEx man had fucking come
– to the door.
To the door.
Seeing you running around and squatting.
Who the fuck knows what he saw. I, like, can only imagine what he saw.
So probably that stopped and did a double take and then left the package and walked away.
Yeah, so that was great.
Okay. Well, he got a nice little show.
Yeah, he probably did. If you're out there, FedEx man,
aww,
you're
welcome.
You want to go to dinner, you come back this week. I'll leave the door open.
Just order more stuff and make it go.
So that's basically all that happened to me this week.
Okay. So today's episode, what are we talking about?
We are going to talk about friendships.
Ooh, friendships like ours.
Yeah.
And others.
And others.
Friendship changes throughout the years.
Yeah.
Different kind of friends you meet throughout your life.
Yeah, just all the different types of friendships and, I guess, like, relationships. Because to me, friendships are like relationships.
Yeah, they absolutely
that
are.
That have come and gone throughout our lives.
Yeah.
Yeah. But before we do that, I want to rant about something.
Please do.
Okay.
Let's hear it.
So I've been on Hinge.
Oh, we're back.
Yes. For now. And you don't have Hinge, obviously.
You're right. You are correct.
So there is now a section at the bottom, and there's, like, this new star icon.
Okay.
And there's also something at the top of my, like, profile or the home screen or whatever that says, like, you have a rose. So I was like, what is this? So I clicked on it.
Like The Bachelor?
Yeah, kind of. So I clicked on it, and it was like,
will you accept this Hinge rose?
That's basically what it is. It took me to this page that says standouts.
Oh.
And then it says roses. And then it says catch their eye by sending a rose. And you have to buy them.
Stop.
Yeah.
You have to pay for a virtual rose.
So it says roses are always seen first and twice as likely to lead to a date. One rose is $3.99, Leah.
So you pay $3.99 for a virtual rose to get somebody that you liked.
Mm-hmm. Or you
to
can buy.
See you?
Yes. Or you can buy six for the $3.33.
Oh, there's
each.
A bundle.
Uh-huh. Or 12.
It's literally like The Bachelor. Will you accept this rose?
So then I was looking through these standouts or these guys in these roses they are. And they all seem to be, in my opinion, more handsome than the guys
than the average Joe.
Just that the algorithm is giving me. So the algorithm is not giving me these hot guys.
What the fuck?
Yeah. So I'm so fucking confused, but I'm not sending them a rose.
That's also kind of, like, fucked up that Hinge, like, picks attractive people and puts them in, like, a standout section. Like, that's like a fuck you to, like, regular ass people.
Yeah. I don't know if, like, I don't think the algorithm picks up on their looks, but I think because of the standout profile and they happen to be more attractive. So I guess more girls are interacting with them. But, like, it leads
to that. I see. So it's like it bumps you up.
It's really fucked up.
I don't really like that.
No, I don't like any of
this. Because then, like, your average Joe is not going to get a standout because, like, let's say he's not as attractive as Nick.
This rose thing is just, it's really weird to me.
It's weird that you have to pay for a virtual rose. It's like, you're not even paying for anything and there's no guarantee.
You're paying to tap on somebody's profile. I think it's creepy to me.
It's weird. That's really weird. So because this person is deemed a standout, you can't talk to them unless you pay.
I have to send him a rose.
To talk to him? Fuck off.
Yes.
Oh my God, yes. No. Okay, I understand now. Yes. This is appalling.
Yes.
By the way, we're not affiliated with Hinge.
No, we aren't. I'm just...
Kara loves Hinge, I do.
But, like, that's not fair. All right,
I guess you're stuck with average Joes.
Like, it's not fair. Anyway, so Leah and I were just chatting, mm-hmm. and we were just thinking, because, you know, someone's... has a big milestone birthday coming up.
Stop talking about it.
So we were kind of just like reminiscing.
I was going to say, like, you and I are fortunate that we both have fairly decent sized friend groups, like on our own.
Yeah.
You and I have both prioritized friends over the years and made sure to foster those relationships and like have really, like, develop really meaningful friendships. And so I think you and I both come from like big friend groups.
Yeah. It kind of just got us thinking about how
much friendships have changed.
Yeah, and like now just thinking about
getting older
mm-hmm. and like our friends who have like babies now, people who are married, and just like how those
have evolved as we've gotten older.
Yeah.
Okay, so let's get into it.
Okay, yeah. So let's get real. Okay.
I think it's important to like note how friendships are so different like in high school and college. God.
Yeah.
Versus like how they are now. Like I used to be like my friends were my life. Like I was so dependent on having my friends around all the time, being around them all the time. There were times over the summers when I would just like pack a backpack full of stuff.
Like because what stuff?
Like a bathing suit, a change of clothes, pajamas, like my makeup, like hair random, supplies. Like, no, not like random shit.
I don't even know.
Because like I would like nomad around from friend's house to friend's house. I'd be gone for like 3 days sometimes. Because like my priority was always to be around my friends.
Yeah.
And I loved that. And now I think back to that and I miss that. But like I could never do that now. Like now I would need so much more.
Oh my God.
And I can't just like fall asleep on the floor anymore or like someone's couch or whatever. No, like I have to sleep in my bed.
Yeah, I know I need a bed.
But I think about that. Like I used to be like such a like nomad.
Did you? So I did a lot of like activities in high school, which is shocking to nobody. But I feel like I had all these like random groups of friends in high school. Like I ran cross country and track. So I had like my track team, my cross country team, and I was really close with those girls. And then I had my friends that I had been friends with like since elementary school, even though I didn't like see them every day in class, but I would still like, I always invited them to like my birthday parties and like all that stuff. Mm-hmm. And then I had like my random ass Model UN friends.
Model student.
Yeah, just like random. But I guess that almost like follows through like as an adult, right? Because like you have your friends that you met through work, right? And then you still have your childhood friends that you're still friends with. And then you have like, I don't know, your friends that you meet at the gym.
I was gonna say us. Well, my high school experience was a little different because I went to such a small private school.
Yeah.
So it was very unique in that like my friend group was like a third of my class.
That's crazy.
Because I graduated with 35 people, which is insane to think about. But so like my core group was like 10 people and it still is,
which is
to this day. I'm very thankful for that experience too, because of that, I got to be so close with them and still close with them to this day.
Yeah. I think that's such a small private school thing.
It's so interesting because I think back to like when I got to college, people were like, oh, I'm not really friends with my friends from high school. Like they would just like make new friends and like totally discard their high school friends. And I was like, no, that's my people. Like I'm not.
I really think that's such like a private school thing because I'm thinking of the other people that I know who went to private school and they are like ride or die, still so hardcore. Mm-hmm. They're like, and like, I don't know, I can't relate to that. I graduated with like 600 100 yeah. people. So I have no idea.
I can't relate to that.
I think I talked to like 2 people from high school.
Right.
Which is crazy.
Right. Meanwhile, I still talk to like
all of your friends from high
school.
Pretty
much like 7 or 8 of them. And now like it's expanded because they have significant right. others. So now this group yeah. is like 12, 13 people. Like, but yeah, I mean, I had other groups of friends too. Like I went to summer camp. So I had like my camp friends.
Yeah.
And I worked at a summer camp, so I had my work camp mm-hmm. friends.
Oh, yeah, I had my lifeguard friends.
But those were, like, friendships, I feel like, that were very situational.
Yeah.
Like, we were all at work together, and we mm-hmm. all needed friends.
Yeah.
So that way you had, like, friends to do things with at work.
I feel like now most of my closest friends mm-hmm. are from work. Because my first job was at startup, mm-hmm. and the 2 girls I lived with, met them at work. And yeah. they're like 2 of my closest friends.
Yeah.
It's just crazy to me how like my closest friends right now are from like the past probably
couple of 7
to 10 years of
yeah.
my life.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, that's true. And we've talked about too how you and I, how we became friends. We talked about this in one of the earlier episodes.
Yeah, when we were like, we didn't need new friends.
When we were like, we have friends. We're good.
Yeah, it's hard to make friends.
It is. But I was just going to say, like, I think it really is hard to make friends, you know, as an adult outside of the workplace, because like you and I, like becoming friends really was just very,
it just was happenstance.
Yeah.
Like it just happened.
It really did. And it was just like a moment where we were just both like, huh. I was like, I like this chick.
Yeah, I know. I was like, because I used to go to that gym and I'd be like, the people at this gym are so fucking weird.
Remember being like, I don't want to stay here. Like yeah. I remember getting friend requests from all of them on Facebook.
Oh, God.
Not just like instructors and stuff, but like members. Yeah. And like, I was just like, all of a sudden, like I started just talking more in class and yeah. like just.
Well, we are also bonded because when you exercise, you release pheromones. So we were like,
oh,
guaranteed to bond.
Oh, my God. Chemically.
Yeah.
Look at that. Mm-hmm. That's funny.
Bonding guaranteed.
But yeah, I do think it's crazy how, you know, you're one of my closest friends now.
Oh, yeah.
And like we said, we weren't looking for any more friends at that point. So it's just, it's just interesting how that happened.
It's nice.
It is nice.
It's nice. At this point in our lives.
Yeah.
We're kind of like set. Like these solidified, are
right.
people.
Right. I was thinking too, like the only other like close friend that I've made in the past few years is one of my old coworkers.
Yeah.
Who's now like entered into my like circle of close
yeah.
friends.
Yeah.
But that was only because we got super, super close at work.
Mm-hmm.
And so, you know, if I didn't work there, I wouldn't have made that super close relationship with her. And I remember like when I got laid off too, I was like miserable because I was like, oh my God, now I'm not even going to see like my best work friend every day. Yeah. It was like really upsetting. And, you know, we've had to now figure out how to have a relationship that's totally different. And, you know, I was afraid that it was going to fall off because we weren't seeing each other every day, but we still talk and it's like, it's nice, you know?
That's why I said friendships are like relationships.
Yeah, you get what you give. You have to put in the work.
It's a two-way sure. street. Yeah. I was thinking about people that I was friends with in high school and through college, like we made it through the like mm-hmm. post college, like mm-hmm. we're still friends from high school hump. And like how you said you got laid off, so you were worried about how you were still going to be friends with like your work best friend.
Mm-hmm.
I remember being friends with this girl and I was starting to work at this startup and my life was like totally changing. I was commuting every day. I was getting up early. I was working late. I was mm-hmm. like going out in Brooklyn. Like I just wasn't around
you were, like,
as
living,
much.
Yeah.
I was just living. And I didn't see her as often. And from my perspective, I think like our paths were just like changing. Like I was focusing on work
yeah.
and like building a career for myself. And like it got to a point where I just couldn't relate to her anymore.
Yeah.
Because it just felt like we were on such different paths.
Unfortunately, that happens too.
And I was kind of just like, I don't even know if I like want to be your friend anymore because I like I'm changing.
Right.
And you're changing. And we kind of mm-hmm. slowly faded away.
That happened to me too with one of my friends that I made in preschool.
Mm-hmm.
She was like one of my closest friends all through middle school and early high school. And then she wound up transferring to a different private school. And I think just became like so involved in her life there that our friendship just like kind of naturally
yeah.
drifted away.
Yeah.
There was like no bad blood. Like we still follow each other on Instagram. And it's so funny because sometimes she'll DM me, like she'll respond to my Instagram story with like a memory from childhood.
Oh, that's really nice.
And it's really nice. nice because it's just like, oh my God, it's so nice to have somebody that remembers like that time in my life because, you know, all of my high school friends are from like ninth grade and on. Right. So like she's my only real connection to like middle school life, elementary school life. So it's kind of nice to have that connection still, even though like I wouldn't say we're friends.
Yeah, like you're not gonna like invite her to go to happy hour.
No,
or, like,
and she also lives across the country. So.
Right. But yeah, I know. You're always gonna have that bond.
Yeah.
Cause it just like runs deep. Like you can't just there. Yeah.
But it's like you get like nostalgic for like what you don't have anymore. Yeah. It's like sad, but you know, it is what it is.
I feel like very similar with all my friends who I studied abroad with.
Mm-hmm.
One of them I talk to like every day. Like I'm going to her wedding, but the rest of them, like I love them. I felt like we all follow each other on social media. Like, you know, they live all throughout the country, like all over the place.
Right.
And I feel like we're always going to be bonded.
Because you had that experience.
Yeah. And like none of us, I think I've talked about this. The study abroad program wasn't through a specific university. It was like a third party. So like none of us went there
from the same college.
Else from the same college.
Which is really cool, actually.
So we all, again, like you said, we were like forced to become friends. Mm-hmm. And you're traveling and you're like navigating a city. And like,
it's like the real world.
It was fucking crazy.
Seven strangers picked to live in a house.
But it was exactly, it was like real world.
Yeah.
Because you're just like.
You're thrown together with people you don't know.
All of these like young 20-year-olds together who are just like terrified and trying to like not stand out for being alone.
Right. That reminds me too of like the early college days. Do you remember like being a freshman, your first semester?
Yeah.
And how like everybody just like wanted to make a friend so that they weren't like alone.
Yeah.
Because I remember I made friends with like these two people that I met at orientation. And I was like, well, I know them, so they're my friends.
Yes.
And I like stuck with them for like the first couple of weeks of the first semester. And I was like, I went to the CAF with them. We would hang out on Friday nights and all this stuff. And then after like, I don't know, a month of school, I made other friends that I was like, actually, like, I like these people. I have things in common with them. And I like totally dropped my, it was like mutual though.
Like, you were just like, you've served a purpose.
Right. And I feel like I remember that. And I feel like I've talked about this with my other college friends and they all kind of say the same thing. Like you meet these people your like first couple of weeks of your freshman year and then you never hear from them again.
No.
Did you have that too?
So this is actually really freaky, but somebody on Long Island, an alumni or like a current student organized this barbecue for kids on Long Island going to my college.
Oh, cute.
So it was actually really cool. So I went and like they invited the parents too, but it was super awkward because I like rolled up with my parents and I was like, I don't know.
You're like, I'm trying to be cool. I don't want my parents
like,
here.
Like, how do you talk to these? Like everyone's just like, hey, like no one's drinking because it's like a sponsored college
event.
We're all like 18, 17. And this girl came up to me and she was like, hi, you were wearing Lily Pulitzer sandals at orientation.
Of course you were.
I remember you.
Of course you were. I would expect nothing less.
And I remember being like, way to like stalk me. But then we ended up just like hitting it off. And it turns out our parents knew each other.
Oh, that's so funny.
And then it turns out that our grandpas and our grandparents were really, really good friends.
Oh my God, that's funny.
Yeah. I was like, okay, this will be great. I know her. Look for her on campus. Then randomly, I got my roommate assignment. It was her. And it was completely random.
Oh my God, meant to be.
It was like literally meant to be. And we always talk about how like the stars aligned that like we had to meet.
Yeah, you absolutely had to.
Yeah.
Thank God for those Lily Pulitzer sandals.
But yeah, so to this day, like she and I are still like really close friends.
Actually, one of the first people I met at college was one of my closest friends. And I remember her like walking up to me and being like, hi, I'm so-and-so. Like, nice to meet you. And I was like all sweaty from moving. And I was like, hi. It's like a total bitch.
Yeah.
I feel like my closest friends in college became the people I lived with.
Same.
But you know what else I think is kind of funny?
What?
Have you ever had somebody that you didn't really like at first? Like the two of you like just didn't get along and then you wound up being friends with them?
No.
Okay.
I'm just not friends with
I had that happen to me. I've had that happen to me twice where it's like me and a friend.
I'm trying to think.
Did not get along in the beginning, mostly because I was a bitch. I really was. I was pretty shitty. But like we just like didn't get along in the beginning. And then there's like this one like turning point moment in both of these separate instances where like I guess we were out somewhere and like this person and I like turned to each other and we're like, wait. Maybe we are friends. like for me, it was this girl who came up to me that first day in college and she was like telling me, she's like, oh my God, hi, I'm so-and-so. And I was like, I have no patience for you right now. Give me a second. And then, like, I was just getting more and more frustrated with her. And, like, we were not seeing eye to eye as friends. We were not getting along at all. But we became, like, friendly because we were friends with other people in our group.
So
there was one night where there was a party that we wanted to go to, but nobody else in the group wanted to go. So we kind of just looked at each other and we're like, fuck it. Like, let's just go. Like, we want to go.
And we'll put our differences aside for the party.
Literally, we're like, put the differences aside for the night. And, like, we had the best fucking time. And, like, that to me is, like, that solidified, like, my friendship. And I was like, you know what? I need to get over myself. Like, she's awesome. Like, you know, and she's still my really good friend to this day. I'm a bridesmaid in her wedding. Shout out to you. You know who you are.
Oh, what a cute story.
Yeah. So, you know, I just think it's interesting how once I got over myself.
You were like, wait, she's chill. Yeah.
Like, we were like really great friends.
I had like a big circle of girlfriends in college. Looking back, I'm like, we weren't friends.
Right.
Like, I didn't know anything about them.
We were friendly.
Yeah, like, I don't even know if they have siblings. I don't know anything about them. No, seriously. And I used to, like, party in, like, some of these girls' houses. And I'm like.
Right. Well, I feel like college was, like, kind of lawless that. You know, you just, like, went where the party went. No matter who it went with. So true. And it's so interesting, like, especially, like, watching friendships from high school, from college, and, like, how they've now changed.
The people you want in your life.
You
and
who work want to keep
you
and there.
You work to keep. Yeah, like
absolutely.
My really close friend who I used to live with, she moved out a year before my other roommate and I moved out. And like she moved away, like she moved upstate to live with her parents. And like it was almost like I was like devastated when she left because I was like, oh, my God, like I love her. Like I want to keep her in my life forever. But it was just hard because I was like, shit, I'm not going to see her. I mean, obviously, we're fine.
Right. But it like just, you had to figure out how to maintain a friendship in a whole new scenario. Yes, yeah, for sure.
Exactly.
But like that's a perfect example of like fostering the relationship, like taking care of the friendship.
And
for
it goes two ways.
Absolutely.
It goes both ways.
Like,
yeah.
I really do feel like I said earlier, like you and I both value our friendship so much. Like we'll do like live and die for my friends.
Yeah.
And I was thinking about too how like I was single for like almost all of my 20s and most of my college experience. And I feel like because of that, I really valued my friendships.
Yes.
Because those were really the only like relationships I was having.
Same.
So like to me, like that was the most important thing. So I dumped all this time and effort and love into these friendships to the point where it was just like that was the biggest priority in my life. And like there was nothing else that would stand in that way.
Yeah.
And like, you know, then when I got into a relationship, I had to like figure out, okay, well, how do I balance this? Because I'm not the type of girl that's going to give up my friends for a guy. And I never have been and I never will be.
I can attest to that. Like, no, seriously. And I mean, this is like one of my favorite things about you. You never, like I never felt pushed aside or like you never were not going to be there for me just because you like had a new boyfriend or you were like newly dating someone. And I think a lot of my friendships changed because of guys.
Yes.
And because the
and
girl
me too.
Has like, she would like, even in middle school.
Oh yeah. And that's hard.
Yeah.
So for me, I was like, well, I've experienced it on the other side.
Yes.
I do not want to be that person.
Yes.
So for me, it was really, really important to still nourish my friendships just as much as my relationship. And, you know, I'm not saying it didn't come without sacrifice and compromise.
No.
But
I mean, I think it also gets to a point in your relationship with the bartender where you I mean, like you're going to pick him first over everyone, obviously.
Mostly.
Well, you know, usually.
Usually.
But I think that's where, especially now at this age, like where we are, I think that's where you start to see just like the biggest
changes.
And it's almost like my friends who like now are like married and have like multiple kids and whatnot. Like, again, like I said, it's two-sided.
Mm-hmm.
Like I can't always be the one to reach out to you. Like it has to go both ways. And if you want to be, it's the same thing. If he wants to text
guys,
you, he will.
It's so
if
true.
If you want to be friends with somebody, like you will, like you'll
reach
out to them.
If you want to make the effort, you absolutely
will
make the effort.
Yeah.
And I do understand, like, you know, we are at an age, like you said, where our lives are starting to move in different directions.
Yeah.
Like people are getting married. People are having babies and starting families. And I do understand that there is a shift there.
It's just like
friendships,
a shift in like priorities.
But I do believe that like if your friendship has a strong foundation, then it'll last.
Oh,
and if you know, you want it to,
you like
nourish
you said,
it.
You water it.
You water
give
it. You put it in the sunlight.
Yeah.
You take good care of that little friendship.
Yeah. It's interesting because I feel like the relationships, like the friendships I've had that have sort of dissipated, like in the past, let's say, decade, there was never like a breakup, if you think about it. I've never like broken up with a friend. It kind of just like you both start to slowly like you're.
That's a good point. I don't know that I have either.
Yeah. There are people that I used to hang out with all the time and I just don't anymore. But it was never like a, ugh, I don't want to be friends anymore.
I don't want to be friends with you.
It just like slowly started
to fade away.
I
think that is a testament of your lives going in different directions, having different priorities, and realizing that that friendship was just not, in a not mean way, but not worth it enough for you.
Yeah, you're just like, I can't, if you're not going to try to nourish this friendship, why would I?
If you're not going to nourish me, why would I nourish you? No, but it's true. I've had like disagreements and arguments and stuff in the past with friends because I feel like I put a lot into my friendships, as I've said. Like I always reach out. I always make plans. I'm always like, I'm always trying to be involved because I want them in my life.
Yeah.
So sometimes I feel like because I'm reaching out all the time, they're not reaching out because they don't have to because I'm doing it. But there are times where, you know, if I don't reach out,
they won't.
They won't either.
So, you're kind of, it gets to a point where you're like,
sometimes
you know what?
I'm like, I would love for you to take the initiative as well.
Yeah.
At the end of the day, it's not really worth having the arguments. And it's almost like I have trained them in a way because like this is how I am as a friend.
I know you're going to text me to hang out. So like I'm going to come. It doesn't matter. Yes. Friendships are like relationships.
It really is.
You know what I really, really appreciate? And I think these are some of my favorite people. Like I have this good friend from college and I don't see her often, but when I would see her, it's nonstop talking. We have so much in common. We always have a great time. And it's like, we can just pick up where we left off. And we don't even, it's not like we don't text all the time.
Right.
It's just like, it's super minimal, but it's so easy. And she's like such a sweet girl. She's such a nice person. I like love hanging out with her. And I think those friendships to me are super important because it's like, I don't see them all the time, but like when you do see them, it's like time hasn't stopped.
And I feel like too, when you don't see somebody as often, it makes it that much more special.
And you don't have to talk to them every day.
That's how I feel about my college friends.
Yeah.
Because like
yeah.
I don't see them all the time and I haven't seen them in over a year now at this point. But like we're at a point now where we talk all the time, like via text.
Yeah.
And like we've done some like FaceTimes for our birthdays over the past year. But I feel like anytime I get together with them and it's like the four of us, it's like the best fucking time.
Oh, yeah.
Like I literally think back to like the past two or three times we got together and it was like these big dinners where we spent way too much money and drank way too much wine, but it was like the best night. I think that says something too, especially being people that you don't see all the time.
Yeah.
That you can just get back together and like
it's just like
pick
fun.
Back up. And
there's
like,
no weirdness.
Yeah. And there's also the novelty of not seeing them all the time.
Yeah, so you have so much to talk about.
So much to talk about.
So much to talk
about. Non-stop talking.
Non-stop talking.
Non-stop drinking.
But ultimately, I think what I've learned in my wizened 30 years.
And your nine-month age difference.
I don't know. I think it's two ways. Friendship's two ways. And like, again, if he wants to text you, he will. You will stay friends with the people who want to stay friends with you and want you in their lives.
Absolutely. And it's really true. I think that a friendship is a relationship. You know, you get what you give. And, and people's lives are changing constantly. And we're growing and we're getting older. And I know that people's priorities shift and things change as you get older. But, you know, the people that are meant to stick around in your life will stick around for you.
Oh, yeah.
And sometimes the ones who fade away, there's no bad blood. It's just like, you know, just, your lives are going in different paths and that's fine.
Yeah, there's no harm in that.
Like, we both have a little of that. We both have a little of everything.
Yeah. Sometimes people just grow apart and like, that's okay.
And sometimes you meet somebody at a kickboxing gym. Yeah. When you weren't looking to make friends and then you become friends and then you start a podcast with them.
Oh, and then you talk about being friends on that podcast.
Wow.
This is basically Inception, Leah. Where's
the end? Yeah. Bring out Leo.
Would you rather be friends with Leah or Leo? I'm going to
pick. It's okay if you pick Leo because I might. But yeah, I think that's a good place to end it.
Yeah.
You know, we just wanted to chat about it because we were talking about this the other day and
yeah, just It's something.
How we're getting. I think I'm feeling my age.
Yeah, it's feeling your age. Older. Just like there's so much going on. And especially this past year, I think a lot of people realized what's important to them on a smaller scale.
Absolutely.
And like, especially not being able to travel to see your friends, you kind of had to carve out ways to still connect with them, even if it's like a text or like a Zoom.
There was like a post on Instagram like a couple months ago that even said like, you know, no one's really acknowledging how this pandemic has affected friendships, like in addition to just relationships mm-hmm. and dating, but like friendships, you know, we had this huge strain put on us. Like we couldn't see our friends.
Yeah. Yeah. So, it's not like I can just like jump down on Amtrak to Philly.
My college friends and I would go on a trip every year together. Like that was our big bonding thing for the year. And we haven't been able to do that since 2019. So it's been tough. But so in summary, we love our friends. Thank you for being friends with us.
Thank you for being a friend.
Exactly. Okay, so should we switch gears?
Yeah, I think it's time.
It's time.
It's time.
Let's get ridiculous.
Let's get ridiculous.
Okay, so what do we have today, Kara?
Today we're going to play Would You Rather Friendship Edition.
We are back with Would You Rather.
We are back with Would You Rather.
It's been a minute. Mm-hmm. I'm excited. Mm-hmm. Okay.
Would you rather have a small group of really close friends or a large group of like acquaintances of people that you're not that close with?
Oh, I would do the small group of close friends. Even if it's like two people, but those are like my people.
It. Yeah, those are
that's
your
all
people.
You need. Those as are, long as like you have that like deep connection.
I think we're both lucky and I'm super grateful that we both have like such wide circles of like college friends, work friends, high school friends, mm-hmm. just like kickboxing
you know what I mean? Friend. Like, no, absolutely.
All right, next question. Would you rather go on a trip with your friends or your significant other?
Stop.
Ooh, this stumped you.
Oh my God, this is so hard. Because, okay.
Yeah, let's talk about it.
I need to talk about it.
Yeah, let's talk about it. That's why we're here.
So up until I dated the bartender, I had only really gone on like girlfriend trips.
Yeah.
Like weekend getaways with my girlfriends. And I had such amazing times and such fond memories of that. Mm-hmm. So anytime I go on a girlfriend trip in the future, it's like I'm trying to recreate.
Always.
You know what I mean?
Chasing that high, yeah.
Yeah, chasing that high, exactly. Yeah,
always.
And I think going on vacation with a significant other is a totally different experience.
Yeah.
They feel totally different because it's not like you're going to like drink and party and like do all the fun girl stuff. Like it's more like relax and like spend quality time together uninterrupted. So, but this is hard for me because I really love to travel with my friends.
Mm-hmm.
Not that I don't love to travel with a bartender.
Obviously.
It's just a totally different
I don't think experience. Anyone's going to be mad at this answer. I didn't like mean it to like.
No, I know. But like if I pick my friends, I don't want him to be upset.
I know.
I feel like I would pick girlfriend trip because I don't see them as often. It's okay. It's a time to like go away with friends
I
and
like
spend
that.
Uninterrupted
That's
time
a
with
very
them.
Fair neutral answer.
Whereas like I live with the bartender. Yes. Not that I don't love traveling with him.
Right.
It's just like it's just a different experience.
Yeah. Okay. I have never been on a trip with a significant other.
Mm-hmm.
So I can't really speak to that.
But in like a hypothetical world where you had like this perfect significant other who like, you know, the dreamy guy from Hinge that you want to give a rose to.
I don't know. There's just something about like being with your friends.
There is something about a girlfriend
like,
trip
you're
that's just
like, so I'm going to go friends too.
Yeah. That's a tough one, but sorry, bartender. Love you.
Would you rather win 50K or let your best friend win 500K?
I'm going to take the 50K.
Same.
I love her, but fuck that.
Sorry, bitch.
Sorry, bitch. Love you.
Unless you're going to give me like half of it.
Yeah. Show me the money.
I wouldn't if I won 500K. I'd be like, that's mine.
Nope. Sorry. Love you, but I'm going to take the 50K and run.
Same. Would you rather live with your best friend or live alone?
I could never live alone. Mm-hmm. I would have to live with my best friend. Something that we had always talked about doing but didn't get to do just based on like life circumstances, which sucks, but you know, it is what it is. But I could never live alone. It brought back like too many memories of me being alone as an only child.
Right.
So it was like, I couldn't do it.
Yeah.
You know, so I would have to live with her. Not have to. I would live with her.
Yeah, that would be your choice.
Yeah.
I could go either way here, but I think I would wind up strangling. think that's like a mutual feeling. Mm-hmm. Even though like we'd talked, like there was a point,
right,
like in our early 20s, right, where like obviously we would.
Everybody wants to have the dream of living in the city with their best friend.
But I mean, like, I'm going to go alone here.
Okay.
It just feels like
better suited to like where you are. It just
feels better suited because I feel like when you start traveling with them and mm-hmm. like going out every night together, you're running errands on Sundays together. Sometimes it gets to be a lot.
Absolutely.
So sometimes having like your own space and your own time is like, especially now as we're getting older.
Well, like, that's what I was going to say. I feel like when you're younger, your early 20s,
you want to be social.
You want to be so involved. And now it's just, it's totally different.
Yeah, you're like, I just want to like light some fucking candles.
Right. You want your alone time. You want that solitude to like decompress, not decompose.
Decompose.
Earlier episode.
Mm-hmm. All right. Next question, which is sort of similar, but not. Would you rather get stuck on an island with someone you used to be friends with or alone?
I'm still going to pick the friend.
I'm still going to pick alone.
I don't want to be alone. You know what? Maybe I'll refoster that relationship since we're the only fucking people on this island.
Maybe.
I will open the door.
Welcome to my island.
Welcome to my island. Well, you know what I mean? Like, I'll try and rebuild what was lost.
Fair.
Maybe this person will be my new lifelong friend because we have this journey together.
That's fair. Mm. I'm still going to pick alone.
That's fine.
I just, to me, that would just feel like forced. And I'm kind of just like, I'm done.
For sure.
I don't need you. Like, I don't.
I don't need you.
I don't need you. We have nothing in common now.
That's true.
I'm not just going to like force this. I'm just going to hang out on this island alone.
Okay, you do you, girl.
All right. Next question. Would you rather be famous or your best friend be famous?
I don't think my best friend would like being famous. I think she would hate it. It's like a lot of attention and pressure. I would be famous. I just flipped my hair.
Yeah.
Flips hair.
Yeah, she did. She flipped her hair.
I could do it.
I would be famous.
I'll take that bullet.
Yeah. I don't know. This one I'm like kind of on the fence with because I feel like if your best friend were to be like famous or a mm-hmm. celebrity, you'd still get to like ride, like you'd get all the perks. You get to ride
their coattails.
You get to ride the coattails, but like without all of the like
pressure
and like gossip. And
like you get the level of
anonymity.
Yes. anonymity. I cannot say this word. Anonymity. Sure. Anonymity. Say it again.
Anonymity. Now you're making me like wonder if that's how you say it. You
know, anonymity. When
you like, look at a word and it starts to not.
Yeah, it's like not the word anymore.
Anonymity.
Fuck.
Anonymity. Oh my God, what have you done? There's a level of anonymity.
Anonymity. You guys get it. You know what we're trying to say.
Can you say anemone?
Anemone.
So anonymity.
Anonymity?
Is that how you say it? Am I adding a letter to it?
Anonymity.
How do you even spell that? Anonymity? Wait, I'm going to play it. Maybe this ready?
Okay.
Anonymity.
Anonymity.
That's not
Anonymity.
Anonymity.
What was I saying?
No, I think you were right the first time.
Anonymity.
And I fucked you up.
You did. You made me rethink the English language.
Sorry.
Anonymity.
Anonymity.
There it is.
Okay.
There it is.
Look at that. High five.
High five. We made it. Okay.
Anyway.
Yes.
There is a certain level of that word, which we are not going to go back into, when you are the person riding your friend's coattails of fame.
Yeah, you could just like be regular. I think I'm going to pick that one.
I'll be the famous friend.
Yeah, there you go.
Perfect.
Great.
Match made in heaven.
I'll get to be anonymous.
Anonymity.
On that note, I feel like it's time for us to
retire for the day.
As always, thank you so much for tuning into this episode.
Yes, thank you.
Especially
we love
to our
you.
Friends out there.
We love our friends.
Yes, we actually probably wouldn't be where we are without all their support.
Oh, absolutely.
They've
been so supportive. Shout out to all of you. We love you so much.
100%. Make sure, if you haven't already, you follow us on Instagram @RealRidiculous. and slide into our DMs with any questions, any real or ridiculous stories. We love hearing from you guys. And we always post our games so you can play along with us.
You can answer our would you rather yes. questions.
Also, please make sure to leave us a very good 5-star rating and a review and subscribe so you know when we release new episodes, which will be every Wednesday.
Every Wednesday, baby.
So that's it for us.
So that's it for us. And we'll see you next Wednesday.
See you next Wednesday.
Okay, bye.
Okay, bye.